thank you all for being here today, and I'd like to thank my co-authors as well. Caregiver relationships with adolescents influence their sexual behaviors, but the nuances of how that influence occurs are understudied. Our goal in this study was to determine associations between quality of adolescent caregiver relationships and sexual risk behaviors. This study was conducted at a large, well, the data was collected by self-report through face-to-face interviews at a large urban inner-city hospital in the southeastern United States. 288 urban adolescent females aged 12 to 19 were asked about their sexual behaviors, substance abuse history, and their relationships with their primary caregivers. Approximately 98% of participants in this study were African American. Eligibility criteria included prior history of vaginal sex, HIV negative status, and not being pregnant at the time of enrollment in the study. This question I want you to think about now. This is the question that asked about perceived caregiver relationship. And so the question is this: how much do you think your mother cares about you? And if the participant's mother was not the primary caregiver, then this question was asked with respect to whoever was the primary caregiver. Now, I want you to actually look at this question, think about how you might answer it if it were asked about you, and also think about if you have patients or perhaps children, how they might answer this question. So the choices are, and again, the question is, how much do you think your mother or primary caregiver cares about you? And the choices are, one, not at all, two, very little, three, somewhat, four, quite a bit, and five, very much. So look at that, think about how you'd answer, think about how your children might answer. If you have children, think about how your patients might answer. Okay, so we thought about this, and in terms of analyzing this data, we thought that if the participant answered anything other than very much, then that might indicate some problem, at least, within the perceived relationship with the caregiver. So we basically compared those who answered very much with those who answered any of those other responses. And we hypothesized that an answer other than very much might be associated with other forms of risky behavior, whether it was sexual behavior, alcohol, or drug use. Marijuana use in this case. And so that was our main question. The other, we asked a number of other, there were another other number of other questions that were answered, that were asked. For example, in the past 4 weeks, have you and your mother had a talk about a personal problem you were having? And the risk behaviors that we were looking at were whether the caregiver was perceived to approve of the participants having sex at this time in the participant's life, the number of sexual partners in the past 90 days, the number of recent vaginal or oral sex acts in the past 90 days, the number of whether or not there was recent marijuana or alcohol use in the past 90 days, and then the question of whether within the past 90 days there was sexual activity under the influence of alcohol or drugs. And again, we hypothesized that all of those risky behaviors would be increased in people who reported that they, basically that who did not report that their primary caregiver cared very much about them. So as it turned out, 86% of participants believed that their primary caregivers cared about them very much. Those reporting the primary caregiver cared very much, as expected, were more likely to have discussed a personal problem with the caregiver in the past 90 days. What was surprising, though, was that with respect to the number of recent partners, number of recent vaginal or sexual acts, and recent marijuana or alcohol use, all of these within the past 90 days, it turned out that there was no significant difference between those who reported their primary caregiver cared very much and those who did not. And so many studies might have stopped right there, but fortunately we did go a little bit further. But let me first also talk about the issue of reported caregiver approval of sex. It turned out that we didn't find any significant difference there either between whether there was perception of a caring caregiver, you know, who cared very much, and whether it was reported that the caregiver would approve of sex at this time in life. As I said, it's important that we look beyond the initial variables, and so as it turned out, as expected, those who reported their caregiver cared very much were less likely to report having experienced recent sexual involvement that would not have occurred without alcohol or drugs. In addition, those who reported their caregiver cared very much were less likely to report sexual activity during alcohol or drug use within the past 90 days, and that held true for sex with condoms and for sex without condoms. Again, if we had not gone beyond the initial variables, we would not have known that. And that has implications for both public health research and also for general history taking in the clinical context. So our conclusion is that adolescents' perception of caregiver relationships are associated with their sexual risk in significant but subtle ways. And we hope that that will encourage, we hope that findings like that will encourage others to dig deeper and look for more complex relationships in other areas of sexual behavior and other issues related to drug use. I'd like to thank the study participants and staff, the 2010 STD Conference Planning Committee, and all of you in the audience today. And there will be a question and answer session at the end. And so what I'm hoping is that some of you will not only raise questions or comments on this study, but if you have comments that you'd like to share about complex relationships that concern you, that are just always being missed or that no one is ever looking at yet, we hope you'll share those too. Again, this is just a small study, but we wanted to present this today just to stimulate further discussion and thought. Again, thank you.